is the Morrison Formation, a group of rock layers that is prime territory for dinosaur fossils. It is centered in the western United States of Colorado and Wyoming. We start our search for the dinosaurs of North America at the Wyoming Dinosaur Center. Malcolm Bedell is a researcher at the center. His excavation team is digging up what he is pretty certain is a fossilized Diplodocus, a large plant-eating dinosaur, but it is slow and time-consuming work.
We're still in the process of continuing to prove that this is Diplodocus carnegii, basically. We haven't found any bones that contradict it yet. Some skeletons with some types of dinosaurs, some areas come out in 3 weeks, some take 3 years, some never come out completely. This one's been ongoing for 12 years. These bones have been sitting here for over 1,500,000 centuries. We get one shot at it. If you fail, that's it.
The layers upon layers of sedimentary rock can be traced back to the late Jurassic period, about 150 million years ago, when dinosaurs ruled the Earth. The wealth of fossils buried within the rock provides scientists with important clues and data about the prehistoric environment. Dean Lomax is a student from England. He says if you are interested in dinosaur fossils, the American West is the place to be.
There's so much more. There's so much more fossils to be discovered, and there's so many more actual dinosaur museums and paleontology museums.
Since it is located so closely to so many fossils, it is no wonder that the Wyoming Dinosaur Center attracts people from all over the world who want to learn more about these creatures. The displays at the Wyoming Center offer many rare treasures, such as the Archaeopteryx, a flying dinosaur about the size of a modern pigeon. Scott Hartman is the science director of the center.
In terms of real highlights, the Archaeopteryx, which is the only one here in North America at all, is probably our most famous fossil worldwide.
To maintain the high quality of the displays, the museum's lab is hard at work 7 days a week restoring the fossils. William Wall is a researcher at the center. He is preparing a Camarasaurus for exhibition. It requires a lot of preparation. The plant-eating Camarasaurus weighed almost 20 tons.
This is the distal condyle of a femur that we're working on here for a Camarasaurus, a very large Camarasaurus specimen. And what's interesting about this is as we were prepping on this, we end up noticing that there's a series of very parallel marks across the surface. Those are bite marks from whatever, maybe not the predator that killed this animal, but definitely something that was feeding on it.
The Wyoming Dinosaur Center has over 200 displays, and once the Camarasaurus bone is cleaned up and restored, it will most likely be shown to the public. With more than 20 full-size dinosaurs in the center's main hall, it is not surprising that 40,000 visitors a year come to the center to see these creatures who roamed the Earth millions of years ago. For producer Joseph Mock, Ruth Reeder, VOA News.